I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
And Dejanovic, a new conversation.
All right, here we go.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. High on the Hill, 2022. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Our entire team of reporters and producers got our eyes fixated on Capitol Hill. I'm watching a live stream right now, Dave, here at Broadcast House. Looks like they're in the middle of the opening prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance. We're awaiting a speech from House Speaker Brad Wilson. Senate yet not broadcasting from their chambers or from the Senate floor right now, but we will be listening to both speeches by President Stuart Adams of the Senate and also House Speaker Brad Wilson in a matter of moments.
Priorities. I think that's what we're really looking for, is what are their priorities this legislative session? And from what we've seen so far, Debbie, I don't know how to say this without sounding accusatory. It doesn't seem like COVID is a priority. Now, why is that the case? Well, maybe because they just feel like there's nothing they can do, that everything they've tried up to this point hasn't worked. So maybe they've decided to just watch it play out.
Boy, that just really instills confidence in Capitol Hill for me, not. We'll have plenty of time over the next 6 weeks to talk about what they do or don't do when it comes to COVID-19 and this pandemic that has really gripped the state of Utah. In the top 10 this weekend, I believe we crawled up to the top 5 in terms of states across the nation with the number of cases that we have. As we await the House Speaker's opening remarks on this first day of the session, let's talk about some of the pieces of legislation, Dave, the proposals that will impact families the most. There are three that I found over the weekend I want to bounce off you.
Okay.
Do you like free stuff?
It's free! It's
free! You like free stuff?
I do like free. If it's free, it's me, baby.
So there's a bill that's been proposed, a proposal. It would block public transit districts from charging a fare to passengers.
So free UTA?
Yeah. I think it's a great way to deal with the bad air quality we have on a more regular basis. It would maybe entice me to jump on the train or a bus at any time. Let me bounce the cost off of you before you formulate your opinion.
Okay.
If they waived the fare on public transit in Utah, it would cost taxpayers between $30 to $50 million.
Okay, that is shocking how little it is. Like $30 to $50 million, when you're talking about a $6 billion budget or whatever they have, $7 billion, like $30 to $50 million feels like a rounding error.
But you ride public transit, so are you biased?
Maybe a little bit, and full transparency, my company actually pays for it.
Your company.
Company?
Who do you work
Not
for?
Not your company.
Who do you
my
work
company.
For?
My company.
Oh, that's
they,
really
they
generous.
They pay for my pass. Yeah. So I don't pay for it. If I had to pay for it, I would not ride it because it would not make sense financially.
That's me. Not only, here's the way, it's also not convenient for me. I've checked the bus routes. Not a lot of them running at about 5:30 in the morning.
True.
It's also pretty chilly out there. Do I want to stand in you know, there's a lot of snow sometimes in my neck of the woods there. Do I want to stand in 2 feet of snow on the side of the road with a bus to show up? No, I don't, quite frankly.
You'd rather breathe your bad air?
Oh, I can complain about the bad air. I was out driving this weekend on Utah County across the line. I went into Utah County. It was, for a minute, in Tooele County. Bad air everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I think so many times, and this is a little bit of a frustration that I have. People complain about bad air. I never complain about bad air. Of those two people, who do you think rides public transportation?
Right. I know.
Right? It's me.
I know.
And I want to know why everyone will complain about bad air. We got to do something about it. Hey, how about free UTA? I mean, I don't want to go that far.
In a few minutes, we'll be taking you live to Capitol Hill, watching a live feed right now here at Broadcast House from Capitol Hill of the Utah House of Representatives. Just finishing up the Pledge of Allegiance. Were they just singing the national anthem as well? And it looks like House Speaker, is that House Speaker Brad Wilson beginning to talk? Instead of dipping into another conversation about another proposal on Capitol Hill right now, let's take you there live and check in and make sure we don't miss anything from House Speaker Wilson's speech.
And Staff Sergeant Ellert Kaysen, Utah Air National Guard, will now be pleased to hear from the Syracuse High School Madrigal Choir, who will present two special musical numbers, Quick We Have But a Second, arranged by Charles Villers Stanford, Locus Iste, composed by Anton Bruckner.
Let's come back live as hopefully we can work out some bugs with Capitol Hill. No, it looks like that feed is overmodulated coming from the hills, so we'll do our best here. We'll let them sing their song, and in the meantime, get to this other proposal I want to talk to you about, Dave. What do you think about doing away with the grocery tax?
The grocery tax has been something, a battle that I haven't totally understood. For the amount of people that it would help, and I'm talking about truly help, is such a small number of people. Because say you get rid of the grocery tax, we've done the math a million times. It's what, $5 a week? You know, does that really make a difference? For the people it does, I think it's a bad way, because for the 99% of us or 95% of us that can afford that 3% tax, I think you're taking a lot of money off the table for programs that desperately need it. Yeah, I mean, you could pay for the entire free UTA with a third of the grocery tax.
Okay, I do like free UTA. I also like doing away with the grocery tax. I want it all. I want it all this year, and we seem to be flush with money. So let me. I read the Deseret News article. Read several articles on this, but this piece of data stood out to me. Low income families spend 36% of their income on food. $5 could, for me, Dave. You know me. I'm as thrifty as they get at the grocery store. For $5, I could fix a meal large enough for my family of five to have leftovers the next day. So you talk about $5 a week not being a big deal. Well, for me, I could get an extra, let's say, 6 or 7 meals a month out of it. $5 on a meal with plenty left over for the next day. That's a lot, Dave. That's a lot of food.
Well, I think the better move is we have other programs that will feed you far better than the $5 I'm going to save you on a grocery store tax. So let's invest in other programs that make more sense, whether it's a food bank, whether it's, rebates, whatever it might be. There's other programs that are run better than how we run our everyday budget.
All right, we'll give you the last word on that. For now, we'll come back and debate that throughout the days and weeks ahead. Straight ahead, we will take you back live to Capitol Hill the moment the speeches begin.
Dave and Dujanovic.
So have you heard?
Dave and Dujanovic are now on your radio all the way to noon.
So catch up on the top stories early in the morning with us, Tim and Amanda.
And talk about it with Dave and Debbie between 9 and noon.
On KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.